programs like Literacy Network in Madison are bracing for what's next. Robin Ryan heads the organization, which supports English language learners. She says graduates of their programs often go into college or into the workforce.
Wisconsin has a worker shortage in many industries and is projected to continue to have that shortage. So it's really short-sighted to reduce this funding.
About 17,000 Wisconsin adult learners depend on federal funding. Last week, the State Department of Justice joined 23 other states in suing the Trump administration for withholding the education funding. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.